humanity has never stepped foot on the far side of the moon. That is the side of the moon that can never be seen from Earth. We humans haven't even managed to land an object there until now. A Chinese spacecraft is set to touch down there any day now. David Blewett is a lunar scientist with the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University. First of all, David, for anyone who spent a lot of time listening to a certain album by Pink Floyd, I got to say I'm kind of appalled to learn there is no dark side of the moon. What is that all about?
Yeah, well, sure. There's no side of the moon that's permanently dark, except during lunar nighttime, just as during the night on Earth, half the Earth is dark, right?
Right.
So there is, as you said, there's the near side, which the moon always keeps one face turned towards the Earth. That's the only side we can see from the Earth. But the far side gets the same amount of sunlight as does the near side. It's just we can't see it directly from the Earth.
Right. So here in Boston, I'm only going to see one face of the moon. And if I stay here all my life, that's the only face I'm going to see.
Yes. No matter where you are on the Earth, you'll only see that one side.
So people have never landed an object on this far side of the moon before. How come? What's so hard about it? And how have the Chinese succeeded or are about to succeed, it seems?
Yeah, well, the obstacle, of course, is that if you're on the far side, you cannot have direct radio communications with the Earth. So that adds to the expense of any mission you might want to fly. So to overcome this, what China did maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 months ago, was to put a relay satellite in orbit around the moon. And from this relay satellite, the satellite can see both the far side of the moon and can see the Earth. So radio signals can travel up from the lander up to the relay satellite and then be sent on to the Earth. So there's this extra step that's required to communicate from the far side.
It's not like the days with the Apollo missions that were capturing that great movie, The Dish, with Sam Neill, where they had to get a satellite dish in some sheep meadow in Australia to do the far side of the moon communication.
Yeah, right. Of course, when the astronauts, you know, when the orbiting command module went around the backside, they were out of communications
right.
for a time.
So what's going to happen once the spacecraft lands there? It's unmanned, right?
Yeah, so this is a robotic probe. It is more or less a copy of the mission that China flew 5 years ago that consists of a lander and a rover. So the lander will set down on the surface, and then the little rover, a six-wheeled little robotic car, will drive off. And there are experiments both on the lander and on the rover, and the rover will drive around and explore its environment using a number of scientific instruments.
Yeah, so 5 years ago, that was Chang'e 3. This is Chang'e 4. What does Chang'e mean?
Chang'e is the name of a mythological goddess in the Chinese tradition, a woman who, I think maybe to escape her husband, flew up to the moon.
Interesting. One of the things I read that China's going to be experimenting is whether silkworms can lay eggs in zero gravity. Did I get that right?
Yeah, apparently there's going to be this, there's a sealed container that contains some plant seeds and also these silkworm eggs. And the idea is that the plants will sprout and the silkworm eggs will hatch and the little worms will eat the leaves, and we'll get to watch this via a little camera beam back from the far side of the moon.
That's
which should be pretty remarkable.
That does sound pretty wild. So is the idea that eventually there will be silk emerging from these worms?
Perhaps, yeah. I guess
China's going to corner the market on moon silk.
Yeah, it would fetch quite a price, I'm sure.
So all kidding aside, I mean, what does this tell us about the state of the Chinese space program compared to the U.S. space program?
Yeah, well, one great thing about the Chinese program is that they have a plan and they're sticking to it, which is something because they don't have a congressional budget cycle and change of administrations that they can do. So they've been following this very orderly lunar exploration program. They had two orbiting spacecraft, Chang'e 1, Chang'e 2. And then they did this 5 years ago, this lander Chang'e 3. Now they're going to repeat that similar mission, except on the far side. And then coming up, I believe, later in 2019, there's going to be Chang'e number 5, which is actually going to collect samples of rocks and soil and bring them back to the Earth. So that will be the first time we have any new samples from the moon since the Soviet probe in 1976.
Mm. How excited are you by what China's doing with their lunar missions?
Oh, it's tremendous. You know, as a lunar and planetary scientist, it's good to see exploration being done. Unfortunately, you know, there is a law that precludes NASA-funded scientists from directly collaborating with Chinese researchers. So, for instance, this Chang'e 4 mission, it includes instruments, one from Germany and one from Sweden. But the U.S. would be precluded by this law from participating on the Chinese mission in that way.
David Blewett with the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Glad to speak to you.